Today is the last day of class for public school students in Hillsboro, Oregon. Summer vacation is arriving about 4 weeks early because the school district has run out of money. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Lee Garnett reports.
Located about 20 miles west of Portland, Hillsboro is one of Oregon's fastest growing cities and home to the state's largest employer, Intel. About 19,000 students are enrolled in the district. Nancy Sheely has taught second grade here for 25 years. She remembers what it was like in the 1970s when she could just focus on teaching.
I never ever heard money be an issue, ever. It just was like it was there. If you needed something, you went to your principal and he said, oh, yeah, I think we could do that. So, you know, which is very sad again for all the kids that are going to lose out.
Sheely worries about her students.
As a teacher, I feel like there are a number of children that I won't be able to get that last little oomph into them, maybe in the reading or the math.
The Hillsboro district waited until mid-April to set the final day of school. It hoped the state economy would improve and tax collections would rise, but instead, Oregon's economy worsened, and the district was faced with a $15 million state funding cut. It decided that the least disruptive way to balance its budget was ending the school year early and saving money out of the salaries of school personnel. Fifth grade teacher Mike Keller says that decision took a big bite out of his paycheck.
I sat down the other day and figured out that it's about a 7% decrease in pay for me. And I know that there are many teachers that are going to find themselves, working two or three odd jobs, to make it through the summer.
Working parents are left to struggle with an extra 4 weeks of daycare.
It is a grave and dire situation in Hillsboro.
Aaron Carlson has two boys in the Hillsboro school system.
Several parents in our area have talked a lot about doing kind of a homeschooling camp during the summer.
Students have mixed feelings about the short school year. At Glencoe High School, known for its high test scores, a hand-drawn poster is tacked to the school's front door. It says, "Don't take our opportunities away," followed by a list of school programs that might be cut next year. Student Amanda McFadden admits it's fun to get out early for the summer, but her senior year is not turning out as she planned it.
And I feel like I'm getting, shortchanged, maybe, that I've worked so hard this year, and because of the cuts, we don't get a shine like we could have.
A few miles from Glencoe High, the West Union Elementary School sits across the street from a sprouting cornfield. Inside, Principal Dave Gettling is planning for the early closing of his school, trying to jam in activities that would normally happen in the middle of June. He's retiring after 31 years as an educator, and he's sad that it's ending this way.
It's embarrassing, but it's disappointing. We hear that education is a priority. We hear that kids should be a priority. Kids getting out on May 23rd doesn't tell me that it's that much of a priority.
This week, voters in two neighboring school districts approved tax increases to fund education. Buoyed by that success, the Hillsboro School Board is considering a local tax referendum of its own later this fall. Without additional funding, the district faces even more cuts next school year. For NPR News, I'm Lee Garnett in Hillsboro, Oregon.